Today's Shem Sech Teshvus Daf Mem. We will begin on Daf Lama Tet Samad Beis, approximately 15 lines from the top. Hatanish De Kesef. As we have been learning, the primary subject of this parak is the Shvu of Maida B'Mixas. And now we begin, says the Gemara, Hatanish De Kesef, Amarav. How much money has to be on the line for it to be a situation that requires the shvu derais of moedim mixas? Amar Rav, so Rav says, kfir is tainish shtei kesef. The amount has to be, the amount that the person has to deny is shtei kesef, two more of kesef. And he has to admit also to a part, right? Otherwise you don't have moedim mixas. How much does that have to be? A pruta. So we understand Rav properly. What Rav is telling us is, to have an entire Maida B'Mixas, to have a case of Maida B'Mixas, you have to have at least two kesef and a pruta on the line. Two kesef for the kfira, for the denial portion, and one pruta for the haidah, for the haidah portion. Shmuel on the other hand holds, tana atzma shtei kesef. The entire has to revolve just around shtei kesef. And therefore, says Shmuel, I feel like kaf el b'pruta. If the denial only was about a pruta, v'lehoida, and the admission was only about a pruta, chayiv, that's enough for us to have a case of maida b'miktzas. So again, to summarize in one sentence, the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, that according to Rav, to have a situation of maida b'miktzas, you have to have at least two more kesef and a pruta. According to Shmuel, two kesef alone is enough. What is the machloket between Rav and Shmuel? So the Rishonim suggest that, as we're going to learn in the pasuk, the Mishnah, both speak about tumah. So Shmuel says that tumah is all that the Torah requires that the din Torah be about. Whereas Rav says the factor is not just the din Torah, the factor is the claim. And therefore, you have to have tumah as the claim and the counterclaim that he's denying, then of course you have to have moed b'mixas, so you have to have another pruta on top of it. What would be interesting nafka mina between how we understand Rav's opinion? The Pesachet Shuvah discusses an interesting question. Let's say you have two people, you have partners, coming to me with a claim. So according to Shmuel, as long as the entire is two kesef, and I make a moed b'mixas situation, I have to swear. But according to Rav, let's say it'll indeed be two kesef with a pruta. So we have the required amount. But once I make the admission, and if I were lying and I would have to give everybody the claiming, no one's going to walk away with two more, and because they have to divide it amongst the partners. So perhaps what Rav is saying is that to be a case of moed b'mixas, everyone who makes a claim against me has to walk away with at least two more kesef, and here they won't happen, and therefore may have to be more. So says the Gemara. Amar Rava, deke masnisa kavasei de Rav. The Mishnah seems to point in the direction like Rav. The Kroy and the Psukim that teaches the halacha moed b'mixas seem to point in the direction kavasei de Shmuel. And again, as the Ritva points out, it's not to say that the Mishnah, that Shmuel can't explain the Mishnah, or that Rav can't explain the Pasuk. A Mishnah and a Pasuk, a Meroim have the obligation to explain. What the Gemara means, says the Ritva, is that at first glance, it's easier to understand Rav's opinion according to the Mishnah, and it's easier to understand Shmuel's opinion according to the Pasuk. The Gemara explains itself. Masnisa kavasei de Rav, the Mishnah seems to be passing like Rav. The Ketani, the Mishnah begins, the tan has to be two kesef, vaidah, and the admission portion has to be shava pruta. Vil kfir is tainis pruta, to say that it's enough that the denial should just be about a pruta, like Tani, our Mishnah doesn't say it. Why doesn't the Mishnah say it? Because a pruta isn't enough, because you have to have two kesef for the denial. And says the Gemara, there's another Mishnah that seems to say the same. But Tana Nami, Haidah B'Pruta, that the amount that for there to be a case of Maida B'Mixas, you have to have a Haidah B'Pruta. Vil kfir bepruta lektani. The Mishnah doesn't speak about kfir bepruta. Why? Because kfir needs two kesef. How will Shmuel explain these Mishnayos? Shmuel will say, I saw the Ritva explains, that actually the Haidah, that the kfir also a prut is enough. So why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Neither of these Mishnayos mention it. Says the Ritva, because according to Shmuel, and we'll work with this concept later again, I hope, according to Shmuel, the most important element involved in a maid of a mixer situation is not the kfir part. It's the Haidah part. And that's why the Mishnah speaks about the Haidah and ignores the kfir. Says the Gemara, the Kroy, have the Psukim that speak about the parasha of maid of a mixer seem to point in the direction of the Shmuel. The Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Kitin Ishal Re'eu, Kesef Akelim Lishmar. So the Pasuk uses the words Kalim. Kalim is a Lashon Rabbim. So Ma Kalim means Shnayim. Af Kesef means Shnayim. Ma Kesef is a Dovah Choshev. Af Kol Dovah Choshev. It has to be significant. But what is the Pasuk saying? Shnayim. As long as the entire Din Torah only is about Shtayim, that is enough to have a situation of Moedah Mixus. The Kamarach Mana, Ki Huzeh, that's a situation of Moedah Mixus. So, ask the Gemara, this Pasuk seems to teach us that as long as you have a case involving Shtei Kesef on the table, it's enough for it to be a case of Moedah Mixus. How will Rav defend himself? Says the Gemara, for Rav, that pasuk is needed to teach us that in order to be chayiv for shvua, you have to have hahumi baylei l'dabe mixus atayna, that you have to be a moed of a mixus. If you're not a moed of a mixus, there won't be a chayiv shvua deraisa. So Rav is making a strong point. Says Shmuel, ksiv hu v'ksiv zeh. You're right. There's two words, however, Shmuel says in the pasuk. One is to teach us a cup of mixus, either mixus chayiv, the din, the mud of mixus requires a shvua, and the other pasuk teaches us that shtei kesef is what's required, of a din Torah is enough. So what will Rav say to this? Answers the Gemara. V'Rav, chad lo yidob mixus atayna, one is to teach us that you have to have a scenario, a mud of mixus, to be chayiv a shvua, and the other pasuk, the other superfluous word, according to Rav, is to teach us lohido mimina taina. As we learned and we learned that if tana chitin, if you came to me with a claim that I owe you wheat, and I respond that I owe you barley, that isn't considered a situation of moedah mitzvah. So I need both psukim. So how will Shmuel respond? Shmuel says the second din that has to be the same as the first is obvious. Otherwise it's not Maid of Mixus. If you're speaking Chitim and I'm speaking Sairim. So it's self-understood and apostate isn't needed. So again, so we're back to having an extra apostate. Says Rav, Kesef ki osa l'kfiru d'osa. Rav says, indeed, the pasuk clearly indicates that shtei kesef is enough. But unlike Shmuel, who says that what is the pasuk trying to teach us with that? That the pasuk is trying to teach us with that, that the entire dentira, as long as it only involves shtei kesef, can already be a situation, a moedah b'mitzvah. Rav says that the pasuk is only focused on one element of the dentira. Which element of the dentira is the pasuk focused on? The kfir aspect, the denial part. Rav, Awamach Rav, Kesef ki osim yikara, when the Torah speaks about Kesef, it's only referring to the kfir part, the part that I'm denying, not the entire din Torah. And what's Rav's raya? Dim came, for if that is not what the Torah is trying to teach us, lichta rachmana ki itnishul reyu, kelim lishmar. We don't have to speak about Kesef. V'ano amina, and we could understand by ourselves, ma kalim shnayim, that if the Torah, when it speaks about kalim, it uses the Lashon Rabbim. So it must be Shnayim. Av Kol, it must be Shnayim. So if so, Kesef, the Kasef Rechman Alamali, why did the Torah have to write the word Kesef? To teach us. But it's not here to teach us a halacha regarding how much the claim has to be, how much the entire has to be, Tanei Inyala Kfira. To teach us that for it to be a case of Maida Mitzvahs, you have to have at least a Kfira of Shtei Kesef. So Rav is making a lot of sense. How does Shmuel respond? The Shmuel Amalach, Ikas Rachmana Kalim, Vloy Kasef Kesef. If the Torah only wrote the word Kalim and didn't write the word Kesef, Hav Amina, Ma Kalim Shnayim, Av Kol Shnayim. Yes, Kalim mean two. And if I didn't say Kesef, Shnayim, if the Torah didn't say Kesef, it would mean any two, even two Prutas. Even Shmuel, who's more lenient than Rav, says you have to have at least Shtei Ma. Av Adav Choshev, Shtei Prutas is not a Adav Choshev. And therefore, if the Torah didn't write the word Kesef, we would mistakenly believe, says Shmuel, that even two prutas is enough, even though two prutas is not chashev. Ava dava chashev, lo binin, I wouldn't need a dava chashev, kamash mulan, that's why I need the pasuk to teach us, that's why I need the pasuk to write the word kesef. And it isn't here, says Shmuel, as Rav says, to teach us that the kfira, that the denial, has to be on shtei kesef. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Shtei Kesef Yesh Lebiyotcha. If somebody comes to someone else and says, you owe me Shtei Kesef, and he responds, the other person responds, Ein Lecha El Biyadi El Pruta, I only owe you a Pruta, Pot. So our Mishnah taught us that that's not a situation of Moedim Mixes. Why? My Tama, it must be that the reason is, La Mishnah De Chasul Atana. Because since the entire amount that you're claiming I owe you is only Shtei Kesef. And according to Rav, as we started today's shiur, to have a situation of Moedim Mixes, it has to be at least Shtei Kesef plus a Pruta. Here we only have Shtei Kesef. That's why it's not considered a situation of Moedim Mixes. Clearly, what Rav says, the Tiyuf to the Shmuel, and Shmuel's opinion that Shtei Kesef alone, being the amount that the Dentar is about, is enough to have a case of Moedim Mixes. Amloch Shmu, says Shmu, Misavit Shavaktani, Dafkatani. Says Shmu, a very important explanation, because we have to familiarize ourselves with two words that will keep on coming up in the next Gemara. There's a word called Shava, and there's a word called Dafka. Shava means that when I have a claim to you, I'm not claiming any specific type of coinage, any specific type of commodity. I'm claiming to you that you owe me a certain amount of money. Dafka says, no, I'm asking for a specific type of payment. And now says the Gemara, in explaining the Mishnah, that that's exactly what happened here. What happened here was that the reason why this case is not a case of Moedim Mixes. It's not because it's not enough money on the table. Shtei Kesef, according to Shmuel, is enough money on the table to have an entire Moedim Mixes. There's a different issue here. What is the issue here? Yomalach Shmuel, Misavit Shavktani. Are we to understand our Mishnah that the issue is how much money we're asking? The issue is Dafkiktani. This person made a claim that you owe me silver, and he's responding that I owe you copper. And therefore, it's a situation of mashatanaloi haidaloi. What I'm asking from you, you're not agreeing you owe. Or mashahaidaloi, what you're agreeing I owe, loitano, I didn't ask for. And therefore, it's not a case of Moedim Mixes. Nothing to do with what we've been learning according to Rav, that it's not enough money because it's not Shtei Kesef. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're understanding the Mishnah, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Yochi Eimah Seifa, Shtei Kesef Pruta Yesh Lebiyotcha. I make a claim to you that you owe me Shtei Kesef and a Pruta. And you respond, Ein Lecha Biyadi El Pruta, Chayiv. So, if we follow Rav's understanding, the Mishnah is very understandable. If we could understand that the Mishnah is teaching us that I'm asking you for amount, now we could understand why this is a situation of Moedim Mixes, Mishnah Chayiv. Why? Because I'm making a request of you for two kesef and a pruta, and you're responding that yes, I owe you a pruta, I don't owe you two kesef, which is exactly what Rav said, that that is the case of Maida Mitzvah. Kfira of two kesef, I don't have a pruta. And that's exactly what the Mishnah is teaching us. However, asked the Gemara, Eli Amit, if we're going to follow Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah, the Dafka, that the point of the Mishnah is that I'm asking for silver, you're speaking about copper. In this case, where I come to you for a claim of two kesef and a pruta, and you will say, I indeed owe you a pruta, but not the two kesef, according to Shmuel, a my chayiv, why would this be a case of Maida B'mixas? Mashatana loy hoydaloy, mashayda loy loy tanoy. I'm asking you for silver and copper, and you're agreeing that you owe me the copper, and you're saying you don't owe me any silver. So that's not Maida B'mixas. Ask the Gemara, according to whom are you asking this kasha? Midi hu tam el l'shmuel. This entire question that's being posed is only according to Shmuel. Homer of Nachman Shmuel, we're going to learn in the next blot, Tana Chitim V'Soyrim, that even though Shmuel is of the opinion, the Chum of the opinion, the Tana Chitim, I ask for Chitim, for Hoydalei B'Soyrim, and you agree to barley, that is not a case of Maida B'Mixas. Shmuel, however, does hold that Tana Chitim V'Soyrim, if I made a claim that has in it two components, the component of Chitim and the component of Soyrim, and you agree to one of those components, for Hoydalei Bechman, Chayiv. That's why Shmuel considers this a legitimate case of Maida B'Mixas. Now turns the Gemara to the tables. Now, till now we've been saying that there's a fundamental machloikus of Rav and Shmuel and how to understand the cases of the Mishnah. The Rav understands the cases of the Mishnah of Shava. We're not asking for any specific type of commodity. We're asking for value. And Shmuel says with Stavka, we're talking about commodities. So till now, actually, as the Gemara presented it, the Mishnah Pashup Shat seems to be going more in the direction of Shava than Dafka. But now, says the Gemara, another case of the Mishnah clearly teaches us that we follow the Dafka approach, not the Shava approach. Hochanami Mstabra, it makes more sense that the Mishnah follows the Dafka approach. Miltani Sefer, there's another case mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Litvazov, Yesh Libyotcha, I say you owe me a litra zav. It's a weight of gold. And you say, Ein lecha biyadi el litra kesef. And you respond that I owe you a weight of silver, yipater. So if we follow, says the Gemara Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah, I am bishlam edafka ktani, that the wording of the Mishnah was speaking about specific commodities. The Mishnah is very understandable. Mishmach yipater. I say you owe me gold. You say you owe me silver. Apples and oranges. It's not Maida B'Mixas. However, ask the Gemara, if we're going to follow Rav's understanding of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah isn't speaking about commodities. The Mishnah is speaking about value, and I'm asking you that you owe me a certain amount, a certain value in gold, and you respond that you owe me a certain value, lesser, but a value, of my potter. There's no issue of shtema when we're talking about a litter of gold. Ella, says the Gemara, now that we had to explain that this case of the Mishnah clearly is referring to a case of Dafka, Elamid the Sefer Dafka, if this case of the Mishnah is referring to a case of Dafka, clearly it seems to be the Reisha Nami Dafka, that the first part of the Mishnah is also a Dafka situation, which therefore, Lema Tavati Yufta the Rav, would end up being a question of Rav, who explained the beginning of the Mishnah, not as Dafka, but rather as Shava. Answers the Gemara, Amloch Rav, how does Rav defend himself? My understanding of the Mishnah of Shava remains. Kula Masnis in the entire Mishnah, how I explain that it's referring to a case of Shava remains. This case, where clearly the Mishnah says it means Dafka, Litra Zav Shani. When the word Litra is used, it's different. And Rishonim explain why. When you speak about money's owed, so you could speak about amount of money, you could speak about coins, but you don't speak about weight of commodities. If you owe me $1,000 or whatever number, and I say you owe me $1,000, I could say you owe it to me in pennies and quarters and nickels, but I wouldn't say you owe me a pound of dollars. And therefore, the fact that he used the word litra is clearly an indication, says the Gemara, that here I didn't mean gold as a value. Here I meant gold as a commodity. And I said gold, you said silver. It's chitim v'sairim, apples and oranges, where everybody agrees, almost everybody agrees, that it's not a case of moedah v'miktzas. Teda, and Rab brings a raya, that his position and his understanding of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is referring to a case of shava, is absolutely correct. Why? The Tani Sefer, the Sefer spoke about the fowling case, where he says, dinazov li biyotcha, you owe me a dinazov, and the response is, ein lecha biyadi, ela dinakes of a treis's opinion of pruta, and he responds that I owe you different types of coin, chayv. That's going to be a case of moedah v'miktzas. Why? Shakom min met bayachasein, the Mishnah said. So now let's understand, says the Gemara. If we could understand that the Mishnah is referring to value, so Mishnah Hachi Chayiv, we could understand the Mishnah very gishmak. I say you owe me a certain amount, you agree you owe me, but not that amount. Eli Amrit, Dafka, if we're going to explain the Mishnah that the cases of the Mishnah are cases of Dafka, and I'm asking you for gold coins, and you're responding that you owe me silver or copper coins, am I Chayiv? Why would you be Chayiv? It's Chitim V'Soyrim. Amr Belozer, says Rabbi Belozer, I could explain it. It's talking about a case, this case, the Mishnah is saying that you owe me, that my claim to you is coins. And you're responding, I owe you different coins, lesser coins. However, what's implicit with that explanation? A question. So that's a classical case of moedah v'miktzas, where I say you owe me a greater value, and you admit that you owe a smaller value. So if that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, why does the Mishnah have to say it? Says the Gemara Kamashma, because the Mishnah wants to teach us the pruta, the beklal matei isa. The pruta is considered a coin, as the Rishonim explained. Why would I think a pruta is not considered a coin? Two explanations, similar explanations that I saw in the Rishonim. One explanation is because since pruta was such a minimal value, they didn't bother many times minting the pruta coin. And therefore, since it wasn't minted, perhaps it should not be considered a coin. That's one explanation. Another explanation that I saw is that since the pruta is made out of copper, minted copper loses the minting quickly. That's the type of metal it is. And therefore, I would perhaps consider that it's not a coin. And therefore, if I ask you for coins, and you respond that you owe me copper coins, maybe that it's not considered that it's mimina taina. Maybe it's considered chitim v'soirim. That's what the Mishnah teaches us that it isn't. Deikanami, and says the Gemara, actually, that explanation is very understandable with the words of the Mishnah. Deikanami diktani shahakl min matbeyachas. The Mishnah indeed is telling us, consider a pruta a coin. V'rav, why will Rav explain? Shakol din mat beyachas. The Mishnah is not teaching us that it is a coin, but it's treated like a coin that's considered, and therefore it's considered moedah v'miktzas. Says the Gemara. What just happened? The end of the Mishnah, this last case that the Gemara just identified, the Gemara said, Bashkarf Rishonah, at first glance, seems to be following the opinion of Rav. But then the Gemara said, it's difficult, and that would be a kasha on Shmuel. And Rabbi Elazar came to defend Shmuel's opinion. Suggest the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, in understanding Rabbi Elazar's opinion, Lema, if we see, Medesefik Shmuel, that Rabbi Elazar went out of its way to try to explain that the Sefer should follow Shmuel's opinion, Lema mid the Sefer Kishmuel Mataritz, that Rabbi Elazar is trying to explain that the Sefer follows Shmuel's opinion, isn't that a raya, the Reisha Nami Kishmuel Svirle, that in the Reisha he also follows the opinion of Shmuel? So it's not necessarily so. Loi, Sefer, the Sefer, he says, suggests that it's like Rabbi Shmuel, Sefer the Daf Gittani. Why? Because what pushes you in that direction? The wording of the Mishnah of Shahakol Min Matbeyachas. So that wording clearly seems to follow Shmuel's interpretation. The ratio that could go either way, he could explain either follows Rav Shmuel's opinion. Continues the Gemara, Toshma, it says in a Braisa, Tinezov Zov Libiotcha, where I claim you owe me minted gold, and you respond, Ein Licha B'yadel Adin Kesef, silver, Chayiv. So what does the Braisa seem to be saying? Only because I said Zov Zov. So I'm clearly indicating that I mean a coin. Hostama, Shavakamalei. If I don't say minted coin, I don't say minted gold, it means that I mean gold as a commodity, not gold as a value, which is like Shmuel, not like Rav. Oma, Ravashi, says Ravashi to defend Rav. Hachikam, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Kol Oyma Dinazov. Even if you don't use the word Zohov, Zohov. If you just use the word Dinazov, it's considered halachically Ka'omer Dinazov, Zohov Dami. Because whenever I speak about gold coins, don't view it, says Rav Ashi in explaining the Braisa. Don't view it as if I'm speaking about a commodity, but rather view it as if I'm speaking about a value. So what's happened in the Gemara is very interesting. First, the Gemara seemed to want to use this Braisa as a riot to Shmuel. Now, not only does the Gemara successfully, does Rav Ashi successfully explain that the Braisa could follow Rav, it could actually be teaching us Rav's din. That whenever I speak about gold coins, I don't mean them as a commodity, and therefore I speak gold and you speak silver, we'll have a problem. On the contrary, if I say gold coins, I really meant it as a value, and therefore me speaking gold and you saying silver is not a problem. And it's still going to be considered Maida B'Mitzvos. Final piece of Gemara on this sugya. Tan Rav Chiya L'Siyu L'Rav. Rav Chiya, on the other hand, brought a braisa to support Rav's opinion. If somebody says, Sela B'yotche, and you respond, Ein L'cha B'yotche El Sela Chosa Beis Kesef, so your kfira still involves Shtei Kesef, that's why Chayiv, there would be a case of Moed B'Mixis. But if you said Chosa Ma, if your kfira was only for one Ma, so according to Rav, that isn't enough of a kfira. Because we began today shiur, the Rav holds that the kfira has to be at least shtei kesef. Potter. There's no moed b'mikzus. Why? Because you didn't have enough of a kfira. Rav says you have to have a kfira of shtei kesef. Says the Gemara. Amar Nachma Yitzchak Amar Shmuel. Loi shon el b'tanis milva. Vaidos loiva. This discussion that we're having, how much has to be on the table for there to be a case of moed b'mikzus, is only in a loan situation where you're making a claim and I'm a moed b'mitzvos. However, av tanis milva v'idos eidechot, where I say I lent you money, and normally in order to win, I need to have two eidim, and I only have one eid to support my claim, that the halacha, as we're about to learn, is that even though I can't prevail in the din Torah just with one eid, one aid can support that you would have to swear. In that case, says the Gemara, afilu loitana el bepruta chayiv. Even if the tired and tired is only as little about as a pruta, you would have to swear. My tama, why is it different? Because the pasuk says lo yokem eid echa beish lechal oven lo chatas. Explains the Gemara lechal oven lo chatas uday nakam. You can't bring. Subject the punishment based on one aid of kumul shvua. For shvua, one aid is enough, no matter how little is on the table. Machlokes rishonim, another case of shvua, which the Torah discusses in Parashat Mishpatim, we're going to discuss it later in our Masechta also, is shvuas hashomrim. A certain case of shomrim, the different types of shomrim have to swear. Machlokes rishonim, what is the rule by shvuas hashomrim? Does Shavuos HaShomer to be compared to Eid Echad? That there is no mil, as long as there's a pruta, Shavuos is required, or will be compared to Moed B'Mikzus, where we'll have the Rav, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Shtei Kesev, or Shtei Kesev, or and a pruta as the minimum amount for it to be a Shavuos. Another Gemara, something that we discussed earlier in the Shir. V'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Tana chitim v'sayrim. I make a claim to you that you owe me chitim v'sayrim. And you only admit to one of those commodities. V'hodla be'echmehen, that is already considered a situation of moedim mixus. And as the Rishonim explain, because we're not to look at my claim of chitim and tsoirim as two separate claims, one claim for chitim and one claim for tsoirim. And therefore, when you deny the chitim and admit to the tsoirim, for the chitim, it's a kaifer akol, and for the tsoirim, you're completely a moedah, but we look at it as one mixture, chitim and tsoirim, and you're only admitting to part of the claim, and that's why it's moedah mixus. Amalei Reb Yitzchak. So Reb Yitzchak said, when he heard Reb Nachman Amar Shmuel say this, Yashar, you're saying correct. And he said, the Kedam Reb Yochanan, and actually Reb Yochanan said the same. Says the Gemara, by Reb Yitzchak saying that Reb Yochanan agrees, Mechlal de Palaglei Rish Lakish, it seems that Rish Lakish disagrees. What made him, but says the Gemara, what made him think so? What made him think so is, because we didn't see Rish Lakish agree. But says the Gemara, it's not true. It isn't necessarily so that Rish Lakish agrees. Because what happened was that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish would learn together. Rish Lakish was a man with good manners. So he would let Rabbi Yochanan finish what he had to say, and then Rish Lakish would comment. And what happened here was, Ikad Amri, Mishav Shalei, Rish Lakish would wait for Rabbi Yochanan to finish, and Shasaklei, and until he finished saying what he had to say, he remained silent. And only then did Rish Lakish comment or not comment. But Rabbi Yitzchak left before Rabbi Yochanan finished the speech. So he wasn't able to know what Rish Lakish, did Rish Lakish agree or didn't he agree. Ikad Amri, another way of understanding why Rabbi Yitzchak really can't know what Rish Lakish holds. Because Mishav Shasalei, again, Rish Lakish was a man of manners. And therefore, what happened here was, as Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, Rish Lakish was drinking. And Rish Lakish never spoke with a full mouth. And that's why Vishasaklei, Rish Lakish wasn't able to comment. And Rabbi Yitzchak therefore did not know what Rish Lakish held. Leime Masailei. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that the cake, that the din, that Rav Nachman and Mishmu just taught us. That Tana Chitim V'Soyrim V'Hoidol Abechman and Chayiv is an opinion that everybody agrees is a case of Moedim Mitzvahs. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Tana Chitim V'Hoidol Abechman. If I made a claim of Chitim and you made a claim of Soyrim, it's Potter. And I want to stop you for a moment, if I may, and tell you that there's a very big machlokes Rishonim, how to understand Tana Chitim V'Hoidol Abechman. Rashi learns Tana Chitim V'Hoidol Abechman. So what will be the din? Rashi says, you won't have to give me anything. Because I spoke by Chitim, you never admitted to owe me Chitim. Soirim, I never asked for. So even though you're saying you owe me Soirim, the fact that I never asked for Soirim, Rashi says is an indication that even if you did owe me Soirim, because you have a Hoidos Baldin, you must have been Michael. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim follow the same sack of Rashi with a different explanation. Tana Chitim V'Hoidlei B'Soirim is speaking about the exact same moment. I'm saying that at this moment, whatever day, whatever time, I lent you Chitim, and you say, at that same moment, you lent me Soirim, not Chitim. So it can't be that it was Soirim. I must be saying that it wasn't Soirim, because both things couldn't have happened at the same moment. Either was Chitim or was Soirim. So if I'm saying Chitim, you're saying Soirim, so I'm saying clearly that it wasn't Soirim, and therefore I can't take a claim of Soirim from you. That's how these Rishonim learn. The Ramah, however, doesn't paskin that way. The Ramah paskins that Tana Chitim, V'Hoidlei B'Soirim, is not a Moed of a Mixus. But it doesn't mean that I don't take payment of Soirim. Your admission that you owe me Soirim is not contradictory to my claim of Chitim. Because I'm asking about Chitim, and you're denying owing me Chitim, but I didn't speak about Soirim. You spoke about Soirim. And once you say you owe me Soirim, we have the principle that we have throughout Shas, of Hodos Bal Din K'mei Edim, and there are more paskins that you would have to pay me the Soirim that you admitted to. Continues the Gemara. Leim Mesailei. So again, the Mishnah taught us, Tar Nechitim V'Hodolei B'Soirim Pata. Ragnuya Mechayif. Says the Gemara, what is the machloikas of Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim? Strictly says the Gemara, Tam of the Tanachit, V'Hodolei B'Soirim. That's where we have machloikas of Gamliel and the Chachamim. Hachitim v'sayrim, were it to be a situation with Tana Chitim v'sayrim, for Hodloi be'echemahen, everybody would agree, even the Chacham, a Chayiv. So isn't our Mishnah a riot to Rav Nachman Mishmul's psak? Says Merloi. Who had the Nafil Chitim v'sayrim, that if Tana Chitim v'sayrim, for Hodloi be'echemahen, it's still considered not Maidu Mixus and Yipater. Aye, so why did the Mishnah not teach us this case as a case of not Maidu Mixus? To teach us how far Gamliel takes the case of Maidu Mixus. That not only in the case of Tana Chitim v'sayrim, for Hodloi be'echemahen, does Gamliel certainly consider it a case of Maidu Mixus? But Gamliel even says Tana Chitim v'hoidloi b'sayrim is still considered Maidu b'mixas. So there's a beautiful taisvus here. And this is what the Mepharshim explained this taisvus, the bottom taisvus. Usually, when the Gemara teaches us lo'diach ha'koyach v'tana, it always tells us the koyach ha'heter, the one that's the bigger makel, the one that's more lenient. Here it's teaching us lo'diach ha'koyach v'arav Gamliel, who's a machmer, that's going to require who's going to inquire a shvua. So why is the Mishnah choosing to teach us Rav Gamliel's opinion, which is the Chumra opinion, and not to teach us the Chacham's opinion, which is the lenient opinion? So that's the question that's bothering Taisvus, the bottom Taisvus and Amin. The Mepharshim say a beautiful explanation of what Taisvus is saying. It's not that the Mishnah is teaching us, the Mishnah comes to teach us Heter versus Isser. The Mishnah is trying to teach us what is the bigger chiddush. So usually, throughout halacha, I think I've said this previously here, heter is a bigger chiddush than isser, because it's a lot easier to be machmer than to be mekel. Here, what is it easier to do? There's a question, should you make a shvua or should you not make a shvua? And particularly after learning yesterday's shir, that we learned how serious it is to make a shvua, it's a lot easier to say, don't make a shvua. What does Rav Gamliel say? Do make a shvua. That's the chiddush. And the Mishnah is looking for the chiddush. And that's why the Mishnah teaches us Rav Gamliel's opinion, which represents a koyach and psak to say, yes, I'm going to say make a shvua versus say don't make a shvua. Toshma. The Mishnah said, Tano kelem v'kakos. If, again, just to review, halacha that we discussed when we learned the Mishnah, the din of maida b'mixus doesn't apply by karka. So says the Mishnah, Tana Kalim Kakos, I made a claim to you for Kalim Kakos. Hide the Bakalim, and you admitted that you owed a Kalim. The Kafa Bakakos, but you denied a Karka. Or Bakakos, but Kafa Bakalim. Or if you made a claim about Karka, and you denied Kalim, that Loch is Potter. That you'll be Potter. However, Hide the Mixis Kakos, if your admission was about the Karka, so since Karka doesn't bring a Chiv Shvuah, you'll be potter. If you'll be moid on the kalim, the mix of kalim chayiv. So what does the Gemara assume? Tama, it's only because of the situation of kalim v'kakor. And as I said a moment ago, that since karka is la bashvuhi, that's why you don't make a shvua. However, were it to be a situation of kalim v'kalim, where I make a claim to you about two different types of kalim, you admit one. Let's make it easy. I make a claim to you for two different kalim. You admit to one and you deny the other, which is similar. Domi the kalim kakos, you would be chayif. So it's clearly a raya to what we just said, that a claim about two things, chitim v'sayrim, v'ayid bechman is chayif. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It could well be who adin dafilim kalim v'kalim nami potter. That even if it were the case of Kalim and Kalim, you would still be Potter. I vada taught Kalim and Kakos. Why did the Mishnah then teach us this din by Kalim and Kakos? To teach us Kamashmon, to teach us another din. The Kihoida mixes Kalim, that in a case where I have a claim to you on Kalim and Karka, and there's a Moid of mixes on the Kalim, that even though normally there is no Shvur by Karka, here, since you're swearing about the Kalim, you'll also have to swear about the karka. Chayef af al karka. Here you'll have to make a shvur of a karka. Why? Because as we learned in the Mishnah, this is the concept of gilgul shvur. That once there's a shvur that you mechuyev to make midaraisa, it brings along all other shvurs. My Kamashma, she says to Gemara, what are we teaching us? The concept of Zaykikin, of Gilgal Shvua. That's another way of saying Gilgal Shvua, Zaykikin. Ask the Gemara, that din we already learned the Masechta Kedusha, Masechta Kedushin, Tanina, the Mishnah says in Masechta Kedushin, Zaykikin, Shin Nechosm, Shiesh Lemachrayas, Leshav Aleyem. The what you have to swear for Nechosm Shein Lemachrayas. Nechosm Shein Lemachrayas is Metatlin, can make you even swear on Karka. Karka is Nechosm Shiesh Lemachrayas. So we already learned the din of Gilgal Shvua. So why do I have to have our Mishnah teach it to us again? Answers the Gemara, Ha Iker. Our Mishnah is really the main place to teach us this halacha of Gilgal Shvua. Hahi, the Mishnah Masechta Kedushin that teaches us that din, that's not the sugyus of Shvuas. This is Masechta Shvuas. That's Agra Gerora Nozba. It's only once it speaks about Shvuas, so it teaches us that halacha. But here's the place for it to be. Question of Zoykikin, Machlokes Rishonim, what does Zoykikin mean? The Zoykikin mean it's a chiv on the property that once the metaltlin brings a shvua, that brings along a shvua on the karka too. Or Zoykikin doesn't speak to the karka or to the metaltlin. Zoykikin speaks to the bezdin. And what the Torah is telling the bezdin is since you're already extracting from this person a shvua on the kalim, you as bezdin take this opportunity to make a shvua also on the karka. Rechi bar Avin, however, disagrees with Rav Nachman and Shmuel. Rechi bar Avin Amar Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that this specific case of Tanachit v'soirim v'hoidele ba'achs mehen is actually potter. Ask the Gemara v'amar Yitzchak Yasher, how can we say Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that it's potter, that it's not a case of moedim mitzvahs? Didn't Rav Yitzchak just teach us an Amar Aleph when he heard that it is Maidim Mixes, he said, excellent. And he furthermore said, the Kedam Rabbi Yochanan, it's actually Rabbi Yochanan that considers this a case of Maidim Mixes. So how can you say Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not a case of Maidim Mixes? Answers the Gemara, Amaroyim Nino Alibi Rabbi Yochanan. It's Machlokes Amaroyim, what Rabbi Yochanan held. So now what happens to the Gemara, goes actually fairly smoothly, is what was a Kasha before, now the Gemara attempts to use as a Raya. Toshma, Tanachitim, we learned in the Mishnah Tanachitim Vahodle B'Soyrim Potter. It's not considered Moed V'Mikzus. Ragmuya Machayev. So it seems from our Mishnah, strictly the case of Tanachitim Vahodle B'Soyrim, apples and oranges, Chitin and Soyrim, it's not Hoidah B'Mikzus. Ha, wouldn't it seem that the Mishnah is teaching us that if my claim to you is Chitin B'Soyrim Vahodle B'Echman Yechayev, so how can you say you're Potter? Answers the Gemara, no. Who are then it could well be that feel chitim sarim nami potter. It's still not moedim mitzvahs. I, so why didn't you teach us this then? Why did you choose the case of chitim v'sarim that it is? You could have taught us this case. That even chitim v'sarim, Gamliel, and I explained this already, will still consider it moedim mitzvahs. Tashma. We learned, tana kelim v'kakos. My claim to use kelim v'kakos. V'haid v'kelim v'kofim v'kakos. Or you were moed on the karka and you were kafra on the kalim, you're potter. However, if you were hoidah mixes a karka, if your hoidah was strictly on the karka, you're potter. Because still, karka doesn't bring a chi yeshua. However, the mixes kalim, chayim. If you were moed on mixes on the kalim, you'll be chayiv even on the karka. So it seems, tama, only because it's kalim kakos, the karka la bashuhi. Ha. Were it to be a situation of kalim v'kalim doing the kakalim v'kakos, where you might on some kalim and disagreed on other kalim, you'd be chayiv. So how could you say that kalim v'kalim, chit v'soirim, is not moed v'mixis? Says the Gemara, who are then it could well be the kalim v'kalim, which is the same as chit v'soirim, v'hoid l'abech mehem, is nami potter. Aye, so why didn't the Mishnah teach us that? V'hoch kamashmon, the Mishnah wants to teach us the halacha. The hoidah mixes kalim. The once there's a hoidah mixes on the kalim, you chayiv a shvua even on the karka where normally you're not chayiv shvua on the karka. My kamashmon. Because what is the Mishnah teaching us? The concept of zaykikin. Ask the Gemara, Tanina. But this concept is a concept that we already learned in Masechta Kedushin, where the Mishnah says, zaykikin mis nechosm sheyesh l'machrayis l'shav eileim. So why do I have to teach it here? Answers the Gemara, Ha Iker, this is the main place to teach us this halacha, hayi agav gra nisba. That Gemara only mentions it, but it belongs here because it's Masech Teshuvos. Eisur Abba ba mamu. Rabchi bar Abba, you Rabchi bar Abba says that Tanachit Masayrim, v'hoi delay ba'achs mehen, is potter. We learned in a braisa, Tanah shor. I say you owe me a shor. V'hoi delay ba'seh. Or I say you owe me a seh. V'hoi delay ba'shor. So it's chit masayrim. It's apples and oranges, and therefore potter. However, Tanah b'shor b'seh. If I say you owe me a shor b'seh, v'hoi delay ba'shor. V'hoi delay ba'ech behen. Tanah shor b'seh. V'hoi delay ba'ech behen. Chayv. So doesn't this clearly teach us that this is a case of Maidu Mixus? So how could you, like Rav Nachman Mishmul said, how could you, Rav Chiba Abba, say differently? Amale, how does he defend himself? Homani, who is the Tan of this Braisa? The Tan of the Braisa is Rav Gamliel. So tomorrow, if you want to say that's Rav Gamliel, why do I have to have this case? Here, Rav Gamliel, I don't have to have Shavaseh and you be Maidu to one. According to Gamliel, a filerei shenami. According to Rav Gamliel, if you would say shor and I would say seh, Rav Gamliel shitasoi holds that that's maidu b'mitzvos. Says Gemara, al hamani admin he. It's admin's opinion, not the chacham's opinion. And says Rav Chiba Abba, v'loy dechuy metchina loch. It's not as I'm trying to avoid your question. A talmud orchu befiv shal Rav Yochanan. It's Rav Yochanan who taught us hamani admin he. That this is following the opinion of admin. Or Rav Anan Amar Shmuel. Tana chitim, another Gemara. If I said to you, you owe me chitim, the kod of a hoidin le besayrim, and before you could complete your claim, I said sayrim. Again, what's the case here? Maybe if I would have let you finish your sentence, you would have said chitim besayrim. And if you would have said chitim besayrim, according to Rav Anon, and I would admit to one and it would be moidim b'mixas, but I didn't let you finish your sentence. What is the din? We have to analyze the situation. In Kamarim, if we see that what I was trying to do was just not let you finish your sentence to avoid it being a situation of Maidim Mixes, it's Chayiv. In Meskavin, but if that wasn't my goal, I'll be Potter. You say I owe you two needles. Chayiv. Maidim Mixes. Lefikach. Yotzu Kalim, that's why the Torah speaks about Kalim separately. The Mashayim to teach us this din. Amar Papa, Tana Kalim Apruta. You say that I owe you Kalim and Apruta. For Haid of Kalim, I admit that I owe you the Kalim, and I disagree, I say I don't owe you any Pruta. Potter. However, Haid of Apruta, if I admit that I owe you the Pruta of a Kaf of Kalim, Chayiv. That's the one I don't understand. Chodak Rav, Chodak Shmuel. Chodak Rav, one Bryce of Pell's opinion of Rav, Dama Kfir's Shtei Kesef, that you have to have Shtei Kesef, and it's not Shtei Kesef, and that's why it's Potter. Chodik Shmuel Dama Tanachit Mesayrim, Vahadalai Ba'achs Mehen, it's considered a case of Madu Mixas and Yechayev.